Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to Real Recovery. This is a podcast where I talk about anorexia recovery and I use my own experience to give practical tips and advice. I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you do, please rate and review this podcast because it really, really helps. So in this episode, I am going to talk about why people with anorexia compare themselves to each other and how you can like genuinely stop doing this if you struggle with it, because I know it's really difficult. So I'm not really discussing comparison in general here. This is specifically comparison to other like disordered people. Very quickly, I'm doing this episode because I put a question box up earlier on my Instagram and like quite a decent number of you guys asked about how to stop comparing and how to deal with triggers related to comparison to other anorexic people specifically. So yeah, I will be doing a proper Q&A episode very soon, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, I'll be answering the rest of those questions that I got, but I thought I would address this topic solo as it had quite a lot of requests in general. So my usual disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. This episode is specifically for people with anorexia, by the way, so I don't know how much it will relate to other eating disorders. I think it probably will relate, but I just want to preface this by saying that I will be, you know, using the word anorexia throughout rather than eating disorders in a more broader term. So if you are struggling with a different eating disorder, then by all means listen. I'm sure there will be some helpful points for you as well, but just a pre-warning that I will be using the word anorexia. And yeah, don't take any of this as medical advice. This is all just my opinion. You know, stuff that's worked for me, and I hope it helps you as well. Also, trigger warning, I will be mentioning disordered behaviours. I will be mentioning weight and weight loss, but no numbers. I want to start briefly with my own experience with comparison during my anorexia. I used to struggle a lot more comparison to my friends and family. When I was very unwell, I was obviously very fixated on food, and I couldn't really help but like obsess about what other people around me were eating. So if I saw someone eat what I considered something to be restrictive, I would feel quite angry and upset, because I think it was because my anorexia brain would then compare what I'd just seen to my own like day of eating. I mean, I don't think this is, again, it's kind of quite irrational because you're only seeing like one snippet of someone's day of eating. But anyway, that's kind of what I used to deal with. I also think I did compare myself to other people with anorexia, probably more once I had entered recovery, and I would feel bad about myself if I saw people like recovering faster or being able to challenge something that I either didn't or couldn't, and I felt kind of weak. I don't know. I feel like there's a separate topic though, but yeah. I used to compare myself to other people with anorexia. Like during my eating disorder, I would compare my journey to theirs, and I'd compare, I feel like I would compare like their symptoms and behavior and treatment to an extent as well. And it definitely led to the whole, I would think, oh, if this person did X, Y, and Z and they didn't die, that means I can. Or I'd be like, oh, if this person had this symptom or this medical complication, that means I don't need to recover because I haven't had that. And I think in order for me to actually make progress in recovery, I had to, well, and also to prevent all the relapsing, you know, once I had fully addressed this like comparison issue and learn to stop doing it, it really helped with all of that. And thankfully, yeah, I did manage to do it. And to be honest, it didn't take me as long as other parts of like rewiring my eating disorder did. So I don't know, that was good news, I guess, for you guys. I'm going to take you through specifically how I stopped all this comparison to other people's eating disorders. Again, this is specific to comparison within eating disorders, not just general comparison. I just want to make that clear. Okay, so the plan for this episode, I'm going to talk through 3 points of comparison specifically. So I chose these 3 aspects of comparison because they were all brought up in different questions in the most recent Q&A I did on the podcast Instagram, which is new. I will link it down below. But yeah, that's a good place to ask questions if you want to follow it. It's just at Real Recovery Podcast. But yeah, so I got quite a few questions, and it's very apparent that a lot of people were struggling with comparison because, yeah, separate people asked very, very similar questions about it. So yes, it is something I do want to address, but I'm going to stick to 3 sort of aspects. So first one, comparing your body weight to other anorexic people's weights. 2, comparing your behaviours to other people's disordered behaviours. And 3, comparing your physical symptoms and medical treatment to other people with eating disorders. So obviously I know there are other ways which people can compare the eating disorder and just, yeah, lots of other things regarding comparison, but I feel like these three were the ones that got brought up the most and seemed to be most triggering to most people. So yeah, and obviously not everyone suffers with comparison during anorexia, but I think that people who do will struggle to varying degrees. But you know, I reckon it is a big problem, and I think the reasons why I do want to cover it is because I think it's not talked about enough, and it can make people feel quite ashamed of having these thoughts. And I also think it's related to the whole not feeling sick enough thing, which is very prevalent, and it's a big problem, because if you use someone else's eating disorder to invalidate your own, it means that you're then less likely to enter recovery because you don't feel worthy of it, which is the entire problem. And like, the entire goal of anorexia is to keep you sick. So if you can relate to any of what I've just talked about, then I hope this episode helps you, because I'm going to be sharing how I sort of overcame this. So in my opinion, there are two steps to overcoming this kind of comparison of body weight. So the first one is basically realizing that it's not a fair comparison. And the second one is, even if it was a fair comparison, you've got to realize that it's still not a valid reason to stay unwell. So let me like explain what I mean. Let's just go into the first point a bit more. So it's not a fair comparison. So comparison in any sense, really, I guess, works, well, it only works when all things are equal. So basically, if you compare two things, for example, two sets of average test scores, maybe from two like classes of students, and you say one like average score was 90% and the other one was like 10%, you can only like draw a valid conclusion from all of this if all things are equal. So like, if you take the group that scored on average 90% and you imagine that you like find out, right, that that was a class full of 19-year-olds taking like a primary school maths paper, and the second class who scored an average of 10% was a group of 10-year-olds taking a history test written in Japanese, then comparing these average scores is just like unfair and it's meaningless. I guess if both classes took the same test and had the same number of people taking the test, the same age, same education levels, same general background, IQ, everything, you know, then fine, you could compare the scores and you could draw valid conclusions that the first group was better on average than the second. But I think in the real world, comparison is just so rarely going to be this fair. Like, you're comparing your weight to someone else's weight is so pointless unless you have the exact same metabolism, genetics, hormones, height, lifestyle, home environment, mental health, literally everything, right? So I think that I'm going to talk about a conversation I had with one of you guys the other day about this sort of thing. This person did say I could share this on the podcast, so if you are listening, thank you very much. You know who you are. But yeah, this person was really honest with me about one of their triggers. Basically, like, the situation was that this person, so they were diagnosed with anorexia, atypical anorexia, because their weight fell within the normal range of the BMI chart. And what was happening was that they were comparing their weight to their friends, and this friend also has an eating disorder and was underweight. So they would look at their friend and compare their bodies. And then that obviously led to them feeling quite invalid because they felt like they weren't doing anorexia right, in quotes. And they, you know, I think originally they felt quite ashamed when they were talking to me about this. But I think, you know, as we had our conversation, they did realize that a lot of this is just part of the experience of having anorexia. It does cause strange thinking patterns. But, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed about. And it's definitely not uncommon. This is not the only person I've had this kind of conversation with. So if you're listening and you have things that trigger you that you might be keeping a secret out of shame or something, honestly, you have literally nothing to worry about. So many other people will be sharing the same sort of thinking patterns. And you can, you know, feel free to message me if you want to talk about it. But anyway, back to this story. So I think the person, you know, what I said was that they were doing quite a flimsy comparison between herself and her thinner friend to invalidate herself and put herself off recovery. So it wasn't fair. Like, it wasn't a fair comparison because her and her friend are completely different people. They're both unwell with the same disorder and they both deserve help, and neither one is more or less sick than the other. So this person used a comparison of body weight to say that her friend is sicker, but I don't think this works, because in this case, for example, the person developed, the friend developed anorexia at a much lower weight, and the girl that I was talking to developed anorexia and then began losing weight at a much higher weight. So obviously, despite them both losing weight in unhealthy ways and both being unwell of anorexia, it's going to present really differently. I hope that example made sense. Basically, yeah, you just can't compare your body weight or your weight loss or BMI or anything like that with anyone else, even if you both have anorexia, because you're different people and there are just too many different and unequal factors to draw valid conclusions about, you know, regarding who is sicker, you know what I mean? Which kind of brings me to the next point of how to, like, overcome this. The second point, which is basically after you realize that comparison is pointless, you have to go a step further. Because what happens, right, is your eating disorder will do everything to undermine that and make you think irrationally again. Like, literally, I remember when I was going through this, or anything to do with, like, early recovery, my brain would come to a, like, it would finally figure something out and I'd finally feel a bit better. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the anorexia would have just, it would have just gone in one ear and out the other sort of thing. And I would be back at square one and have to sort of redo everything and rethink everything. It was very exhausting. So basically what you got to do is you got to play devil's advocate. Like, for example, even if someone else with anorexia was sicker than you, like, even if that was possible, even if that was an actual thing, is that still, like, is that a good reason to stay sick? Like, I remember thinking to myself that, and I was like, no, it's really not. Because even if someone else was thinner than you, and even if, you know, even if your eating disorder was right, it's still not a valid reason to keep losing weight and keep ruining your health and to, like, prolong the whole agony of anorexia and not choose recovery. You have to think about what you actually want and what you, you know, what you really want in life, and understand that everyone is on their own separate journey. Yeah, anorexia definitely creates a sort of, I don't know, like a twisted sort of competition. And I think, honestly, the best thing you can do is just decide to drop out. Like, I know that doesn't solve everything, but it does help with this whole comparison problem. So the second point I want to talk about is when people compare behaviours. It's very common, actually, I think, with eating disorders to compare behaviours. And I think it's unfortunately due to social media. You do have a lot more access to other people's disordered behaviours. And there are way more chances to compare and invalidate yourself. I think, I remember there were a lot of annoying trends on TikTok and on Instagram as well. They're probably still are, to be honest, but where people would literally, like, list off all of their symptoms and all of their anorexic behaviours as a way to, I don't know, like, normalise. It was to, like, show the reality of eating disorders. So I guess it was, like, to de-glorify eating disorders. I don't really think it worked, and I think, in my opinion, it's not helpful to do those kind of things, because I think it just encourages comparison, and it can influence people, actually, to pick up new behaviours that they didn't have. And this kind of thing is actually very common in inpatient settings as well, so, you know, it is a problem. And when you do start comparing behaviours, like, for example, if you compare, you know, people compare how much they exercise versus how much someone else exercises, they might compare how many calories they eat compared to someone else, how many times they weigh themselves, I don't know, how much you use laxatives or purge or binge or any other kind of disordered behaviour. Once you, like, have access to other people's, you might start comparing them. And what can happen when you do compare these kind of things is you can just invalidate yourself, because if your behaviours are less frequent or less damaging than someone else's, then your eating disorder will tell you that that means that you aren't sick enough to recover, which isn't true, because all eating disorder behaviours are damaging, and there is no blanket set of behaviours that characterises anorexia. So plenty of people, for example, don't exercise or use laxatives or fast or purge or whatever. It's a bit of a myth, actually, that all anorexic people skip meals and weigh themselves a million times a day. So, yeah, I guess when it comes to how to actually stop comparing your eating disorder behaviours to other people's, I think it's, you know, bog standard advice, the best idea is just to remove or block triggering content online. And I guess if the people in your real life are the ones sharing their triggering behaviours with you, then just try to distance yourself, maybe. Just realise that also this isn't a fair comparison either, because if you think about it, behaviours are driven by so many different things. And unless you and this person that you're comparing yourself to, unless you guys have the exact same like psychological makeup, then it's not really fair to compare. Because, for example, if you get triggered by, you know, other people with anorexia exercising because you personally don't struggle with exercise, which, by the way, is a thing. Lots of people with anorexia don't exercise. But you've got to remember that there will be things that your eating disorder causes you to struggle with that other people don't. So none of these behaviours are choices either. So if someone is struggling, for example, with binging during their anorexia, they're not more or less unwell than someone who doesn't struggle with binging. It's literally just, you know, different chemistry in the brain. It's like electrical impulses causing different people to have different urges to do different things. So, and you can't really control a lot of them. So there's really no point comparing your behaviors to someone else's. You really have to like deep it a bit and come to that conclusion for yourself as well. But I think that just hearing that sometimes can help. So let's talk about the final point that I'm just gonna cover today about comparison, which is basically comparing your medical symptoms or your like medical treatment to someone else's. Again, this is something that is made way easier by social media because a lot of people have recovery accounts where they document their journey in recovery from an eating disorder, and this often includes a lot of details which are quite personal and relate to their, you know, medical treatment. I'm not going to comment on this either way. I know there are positives to this, but I think there are also negatives, and one of those negatives is that it can encourage comparison. It does seem to be really, really common, actually. A lot of you guys, you know, over the months and that have said that you don't feel sick enough because, specifically because you don't have certain medical complications or symptoms and stuff, or that you haven't been hospitalized or that you haven't been diagnosed. And this is a big problem, I think, because I know this kind of invalidation can really hold a lot of you back from choosing recovery. But it is also something that you can overcome, as are most beliefs. So, you know, firstly, you have to realize that comparing your physical health and your physical symptoms of anorexia is also pointless, unless your body and the other person's body are going to react in the exact same way, which they're not, and they can't. Also, comparing treatment someone else is given with the treatment that you may or may not be getting is also really unfair to you, you know, and to both of you, because if you think about it, access to treatment and the type of treatment you get is not really linked to your health. That doesn't make sense. I guess it is obviously linked to your health, but it's not like dependent on your actual state of physical illness or what, you know what I mean? Like, someone, for example, can be so extremely unwell physically with anorexia, but they might not even be diagnosed because of pressures on the healthcare system. Like, they might not have even been able to see a psychiatrist or whatever. Like, someone can be really, really unwell but have nothing wrong with their blood tests or their heart rate or their blood pressure or anything like that. Someone could be really unwell and even really underweight but not lose their hair or lose their period or become really cold or something like that. All these symptoms that are very stereotypical. It's actually, yeah, it's not the same for everyone. Probably more people than you think don't experience these physical symptoms that you seem to compare yourself to. And it's just not a marker of sickness to have certain medical interventions or something. Like, someone can be at a technically higher BMI than someone else and be hospitalized, whereas the other person might not. And this happens for loads and loads of reasons. Hospitalizations, or they happen for different reasons. Like, a lot of people become hospitalized and need to be, you know, helped with refeeding and stuff because of underlying medical conditions or maybe other mental health conditions. So again, comparing yourself makes no sense unless you have the full picture and unless you have the exact same circumstances as someone else. Like, everyone has different medical needs, and also different hospitals in different regions, in different cities, in different countries, they all have different criteria for admissions. So some will take patients at higher BMIs, some will take patients at lower BMIs, some won't take patients because of X, Y, and Z. You know, it's completely, in a way, it's very much dependent on the doctor who is assessing you, and it's dependent on the availability and the cost and everything. So it makes no sense to compare yourself to the medical treatment and symptoms of other anorexic people, because even if you do have the same disorder and the same behaviors, those kind of things, they can't really be compared. And, you know, to really drive this home, even if someone else legitimately does have more physical complications than you, even if you're technically pretty healthy, and you don't experience certain side effects and you never become underweight or go to hospital, although I do think it's actually worth mentioning that for the majority, like the vast majority of people with eating disorders, you know, they're not underweight and they don't go to hospital. I think it's a massive like myth that everyone has all these severe medical symptoms, because it's really just not the case. But the point is, anyway, anorexia and all eating disorders actually are psychological illnesses first and foremost. So comparing your physical health, even if it could be done accurately, makes absolutely no sense to do, because in many ways it's just meaningless, isn't it? Like, you could be in peak physical health but still need a lot of help, a lot of support, and you would need to work really, really hard at recovering from the mental illness that is anorexia. So anyone who understands eating disorders will get this, but I do know that it's, you know, it's hard not to feel invalidated or that you're not sick enough. You guys who do tell me about the fact that you have actually been dismissed by medical professionals like doctors and dietitians and stuff, literally based on physical health, and I just think that's so unfair. You know, my message to you would be, try and remember that these medical professionals, a lot of them aren't actually given that much training for eating disorders, which is a problem, but, and B, they're also under a lot of like financial and time pressure, so they can't help everyone in the way that everyone deserves to be helped, which, you know, is a whole different problem that I don't have time for. But anyway, yeah, I do hope that me laying out all of those reasons has kind of helped you to see why you really can't compare yourself to other people with anorexia, and even if you could, you shouldn't. I know it's obviously not as easy as just that, you know, to stop being triggered by comparison to others, but keep reminding yourself of the stuff I've said, and every time, you know, every time you do it, your brain will become more automatically able to jump to these kind of rational thoughts, which do allow for a lot more self-compassion and self-respect and validation rather than invalidation, which is really, really key. Comparison in general, obviously, is a much broader topic, so I'm just going to leave it here with the three things I've spoken about: weight, behaviours and treatment. And I hope that you guys can use what I've said to, you know, maybe write yourself down some reminders or something. Obviously, the point of this episode isn't just to bang on about how sick you are and how unwell you are. It's actually just to help you understand and accept that you actually are sick if you are, you know, dealing with anorexia. And therefore, you know, no matter the situations of other people, you need to choose recovery, because it's necessary for you to stay alive and live a life that's actually worth living. So, yeah, I hope this has helped. I hope this has given you some, yeah, useful things to think about. I hope it's kind of answered some people's questions, but yeah, this is how I sort of, I did overcome this comparison thing, because to be quite honest, I don't struggle with it anymore at all. I suppose I struggle with some aspects of comparison, but not related to my eating disorder, but I definitely did. And I think that, yeah, for me, it was mainly just understanding that, you know, if you think about it, comparison has to be, you can't draw conclusions from a comparison unless it's a valid comparison to make, you know, with all things being equal. And it's like, if you're conducting a scientific study, you can't use those results unless the results are controlled for and you have measures in place to make sure that everything is accurate and everything is not being influenced by other factors and stuff like that. So I know it's going a bit into the granular detail here, but if you want to combat these thoughts and these sort of invalidating thoughts that do, you know, stem from comparison, I think it's really important to, you know, sit with yourself and try and rationalizing it and thinking about it, and eventually that kind of becomes automatic and you don't really have to put in so much effort to do it. Like for me now, if I try to compare my, I don't know, my weight with someone else's weight, or if I thought back and I was thinking about my behaviors with anorexia and someone else, you know, started telling me about all the behaviors that they did, I probably wouldn't start comparing, or if I did, I certainly wouldn't start invalidating myself about it, because I would just think to myself, okay, well, are we the same person, or do we have the same factors at play? No, well, then it makes no sense to do so. So I don't know, I think it definitely helped me, and you know, at the same time, even if a comparison could be made and even if it was something that you could draw a valid conclusion from, it's still not a reason to like postpone recovery. You still need to recover no matter how sick someone else is, you know what I mean? So yeah, if you are sort of dealing with this right now, I hope it's helped you. And thanks to everyone who has spoken to me about this, or, you know, asked questions about this. I know quite a lot of you did, but and to the people who asked different questions, I will still be doing my Q&A, and that will be out probably this week. So yeah, it's always really interesting to speak to you guys, and I really enjoy it. But if you do want to talk to me about the podcast, you know, to ask a question or request an episode or something like that, DM me on the podcast Instagram, because I'm way more likely to get to that sooner. There's not that many of you guys over there right now, so it's a lot easier for me to answer DMs and stuff like that. So yeah, it will be linked in the show notes, but it's just at Real Recovery Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate everyone who does. If you have any questions, anything, you know what to do. But yeah, thank you guys, and I hope you have a great week.